What is he doing in there? I better check on him. Forgive me for disturbing you so late, Your Highness, but I couldn't help but hear you make sounds, as if you were hurting and moaning as if you were in pain. Is it okay if I come in? Very well. Are you sure everything's okay, my prince? You don't look all right. May I come closer? You seem really warm. There's definitely something going on. May I come sit on the bed? Again, I'm so sorry to disturb you this late, my prince, but if something's wrong, it is my duty as royal protector and personal knight to take care of you in any way I can. May I feel your forehead? Yeah, you're definitely too warm. That's not normal. You're making me worried. Yeah. Would you allow me to take your temperature? I'll get the thermometer. Good thing your dad had me install that first aid kit under your bed. Okay, kiddo. Open your mouth. Yeah, just keep it there for a bit. I really hope you haven't fallen ill. That would be the third time this year. Maybe we should have someone check you out professionally. I mean, your body, it's not really working in your favor. You also haven't presented yet, despite being an adult. I know there's always the possibility that you're a beta, but I mean, look at you, respectfully. You've always been a little smaller than me. Even when we were kids, I'd always overpower you in play fights. If you're not an Omega, then I am still a little pup. But we both know that's not true. Not to say that we haven't both grown a lot, because, duh, look at me. But what I'm trying to say is that you're a little too much of a submissive cutie to be a beta. Forgive me, Your Highness. I shouldn't be talking to you this way. I let our past history sometimes take the lead when I'm talking to you. But this is no way of a knight to address the prince. My apologies. Huh? Oh, right. Your temperature. Can I see? Oh. Yeah. I think it's safe to say that you have a fever. It says 48 degrees Celsius. Well, normal humans have a body temperature that averages 36 to 37 degrees Celsius. And when they're in a fever, they can go all the way up to 38, 39. And werewolves, well, we have a temperature of averaging around 42 degrees Celsius. And when, just like you, we get a fever, it can go up to pretty much 47, so yep, you definitely have a fever. Poor boyo. Here, try to sit up a bit in your bed. I'll get you some medicine. Here, please take this pill. I'll get you some water to swallow it. drink up. Good boy. What else can we do? Oh, there's syrup. I want you to take one shot. I'll just pour it in the cap. Drink up. Ooh, yeah, I know it's nasty, but it'll make you feel better. That's what's important. Now I want you to lay down for me and hold still. I'll put some of this on your forehead. It's gonna help you cool off. Just hold still and let me rub this on you. Good boy. Why are you smiling? You're supposed to feel awful. What? You like it when I take care of you this way? You haven't changed one bit. Oh, he's such a big fan of personal attention. Again, forgive me, my prince. But sometimes, I have a bit of trouble addressing you this formally. After all, we've known each other for our whole lives. We grew up together, played together, best friends even. Yeah, me too. Sometimes I really miss those days. No responsibilities, no official titles, just two highborn boys playing around, growing up together. At least we had a lot of fun. Do you remember that time we stole a barrel of wine together from the kitchen? Your dad was furious. Oh, he's giving me a lot of shit. Ever since then, he's been particularly hard on me during my training as bodyguard. But that's okay. Eventually, I did pass the finals. I hope you feel better soon. Yeah. I think I'll let you rest up now. The more rest you get, the sooner you're gonna be better. Good night, my prince. Why are you holding me? You don't want me to leave? Well, that's okay. Do you want me to stay a little longer then? I can sit on that chair next to your bed. You know, watch over you a bit as you're sleeping. Instead of standing outside your room. Oh. I don't know about that. I feel like it might be inappropriate for me to sleep in your bed with you. Just cuddling, huh? Well, what if someone walks in? We wouldn't want anyone to think that I claimed you. You know, I can be caught sleeping with the prince, an omega of royal blood. Your father would never find a mate for you if everyone knows that you have been, deflowered, so to speak. Well, yeah, I know we're not actually doing anything, but, you know, laying in the same bed and everything, it's, okay, fine. I guess no one will come in. And the fact that we have always kind of slept together as kids as well may speak in our favor. Alright, scoot over, Princey. Can I take my shirt off, though? You're warm. Okay. Hey, don't start simping over my body. And don't get any ideas in your head either. I'm strictly here to cuddle you as your royal knight, not as a lover. Okay. Come here. Poor boyo, you feel so warm. I wish I could take the sickness off of you sooner. You don't deserve to be sick. Poor boy. Hey, relax. Why are you wiggling around? I thought you wanted to relax and cuddles. Is everything okay? You're breathing kind of heavily. Oh shit, is it my sense? Well, we know what can happen when an alpha comes too close to an omega. The scent might drive them a little insane. I hope I didn't trigger anything bad or something. My prince? Hey, everything okay? You're worrying me. What's going on? Hey, I don't know. You smell so... Fuck. I think you're not just having a fever. I think it's best if I get out of your bed and... This is not good. I think that my scent has triggered you into going into heat. You were already presenting and going into heat, but I just worsened it. I'm so sorry, my prince. I should really, really go before something happens between the two of us. I mean, I don't want to. I don't. You smell so good. My prince, this is not acceptable. We shouldn't. Fuck. This is not good. No. My prince, as much as I want to fuck you so bad right now, we can't. I'm sorry. You're going to have to use one of the toys your father gave you for moments like this. Don't you have a dildo or something you can use? I mean, I know you really want to get fucked, but I can't do that. We can't do that. We... Please, Your Highness, hear me out. If your father finds out I took your virginity at the first opportunity you are presenting, he's gonna kill me. Do you understand? I can't do this. We already kissed. That was already crossing the line. But we have to part ways now. I'll be outside, watching over you. And you have to masturbate with a dildo, okay? And until some of that urges have calmed down. You can't have me. And I can't have you. This is so wrong. I can't claim you. Why don't you understand? Please, my prince. I can only control my feelings if you can control yours. If we both give in, then we might just... I'm afraid it's too late already. Take off your boxers. Please, I wanted to. Your scent, it's just driving me crazy. Please, hurry up. Lay down. This is so bad. Please, spread your legs. I need to be inside you. But, fuck, this is not okay. I can't do this. But you're so breathable, and you smell so fucking ready for it as well. Fuck it. I'm just gonna go in. Oh, so good. This is not good. I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be fucking you. Oh, but it's too good. I know you just want to get bread full of pregnancy. It's okay. I get it. You're going into heat. Oh, don't worry. I'm gonna come on you so hard, my prince. I'm gonna fuck you the whole night long. Just can't help myself. Why do I get these alpha urges? Why does it have to be with you? Not that I mind. I'm enjoying myself, but it's just not right. But it feels too good. Can I bite you? Taking my cock so good. Go bottom. Good omega. Be a good boy for me. I just can't help myself but forcefully fuck your ass. So fresh, so tight. Just like a cute little omega butt. I've always dreamed of. I'm gonna breed you full of cum. Thick cum shots. I'm gonna fuck you until you're pregnant. I'm gonna fuck you full of seed. Keep moaning for me. I want you to fucking moan for me. Keep going. Keep moaning. I love the whimpering. It drives me fucking crazy. I know you're liking this as well. Oh, you like this, huh, Prince? You're enjoying this, huh, my Prince? Getting fucked full of cock. Your heat was too much for you to bear. Probably. But it's okay. I'm relieving it for you. By giving you huge dick. So good. Oh, I'm gonna fuck you so good. I'm gonna breed you so good. I'm gonna come. Are you ready for it? Yeah, you wanna get cum? You wanna get all that cum in your ass? So deep. I'm gonna seed you up so good. Yeah. Squirt that seed so fucking deep until you're so pregnant. Here it comes. Uh-huh. Good boy. Taking it all. Drop after drop. So thick, so creamy. Such a big load. Good boy. But I'm not done with you. No. Bite you again. Okay. Of course, my prince. You like the biting? Yeah? Makes you feel like a predator's holding you down, fucking you forcefully. I bet you're into that shit. I bet you're into forced breeding. So tight. I feel it coming again. So close. More. You're not going anywhere. You're mine. I claimed you. You're my Omega. I'm gonna fuck you up. You'll be so fucking pregnant after this. So much seed. So much cum squirting in your belly. So deep in your ass. That cute butt of yours will never be as tight again. I'll destroy it. I'll fuck you up on the inside out. So good. So fresh and breathable. You're mine. I'm your alpha. I am. No one else gets to fuck you but me. So good. You're mine. No one else's. I'm gonna breed you so good. Are you in pain? Good. You should be. I'm getting ripped open so hard by alpha cock. You're so creamy inside. I can feel the load squishing and swirling inside your belly. That's so fucking hot. That's all mine. All my seed going so deep inside you. I'm gonna knock you up so fucking hard. Good boy, good boy. Keep taking it, keep taking it. You're mine. You're not going anywhere until I'm done going in you. Dumping all my load so fucking good. More fucking, more seeding. I'm not done yet. Take it. Keep taking it drop after drop. I know your spelling, but you're gonna take as much as possible. All that seed is gonna make you so fucking pregnant, my little bitch. You're such a little bitch, Omega. Spreading your cheeks for me, just like a good bottom. You're serving me for pleasure, serving me to have little puppies, serving me as a little bitch to fuck whenever I want. You're mine, no one else's. No other alpha's gonna come near you. Just me. One last load. And then I'm done with you. Take it. Take it all. We did that. I can't believe you made me feel that way. I just couldn't help myself. I had to fuck you. You're driving me crazy with that scent. Fuck. This is so bad. We shouldn't have done that. I mean, there's going to be consequences to what we just did. You know that as well. How do I explain to your father? How do we explain to your mother? How do we explain to the pack what we did? This is not good. No, 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 no. Are you sure it's gonna be okay? I mean, we're kind of imprinted on each other now. There's no way that you can find another mate without feeling like you belong to me. I don't think you understand the consequences of what we did here. Listen, we're going to be mates forever, okay? No matter if your father finds someone else for you, you're always gonna wanna be with me, and me with you. The days of our friendship are over. I mean, we have to be a couple. I fucked up so bad. But at least I get to be your mate. I'm not letting you go. Not for any other alpha. You're mine. You as my own. There was just too much of a desire for both of us. There was no way, after smelling each other, after going crazy of each other's scents, that we wouldn't do this. It's not our fault. It's just in our nature. I'm sure your father will be pissed. But at least he'll understand. Fuck. How are you feeling, though? The heat calmed down a bit? You're still warm, aren't you? It's okay. So, did you like being fucked by me? What? It's what you've always dreamt of. Are you serious? No, I mean, listen, I'm not talking about just figuratively speaking, dreaming of me. I may have always known that you secretly, desperately wanted me, but never really wanted to tell me. But I'm not talking about that kind of dreaming of me. Did you actually have dreams of me fucking you? You being together with me, us starting a family and stuff? Then it's destined. Yeah. The prophecy of the moon wolf. It does exist. Do you remember what the wolf sage always told us as kids? If we continuously have wet dreams of a singular person, then we're meant to be with them as a mate. Maybe if we tell your father that, then he can't really do anything, right? He can't punish either one of us. It's not really in his ways to ignore fate, isn't it? Yeah. If he sees that we were just destined to be, well, growing up and stuff together, spending all of our lives together up until now, then maybe we were destined to spend our whole lives together as mates. Let's tell your father in the morning, okay? But for now, I think we can enjoy our honeymoon together. I know technically speaking it's not a honeymoon, but we did, you know, lose our V-cards to each other. And we're basically mated now, so I love you. I can't believe I'm saying it, but I love you. And I'm glad to be yours, as you are mine. I promise I'll protect you as my Omega. I'll protect you from everyone, from the whole world. You'll be safe with me as your Alpha, forever. I promise you, I'll always love you. I love you. Now let's get some rest. Tonight has been